Okay, so we're taking... So I think this could be our last episode.
Okay.
So we're going to take a early summer break because I did find a house.
Yay! A great house.
Yes. Moving. Oh my gosh. I feel unbelievably, remarkably blessed. I actually feel like people are not going to want to listen to me anymore because when we went on the Catholic Momcast with Daniel Bean, we talked about how like living next door to your best friend for like 30 years is not the norm. And we have to like stop thinking that it is because then we just like wind up being unsatisfied and frustrated. And like, and I stand by that. I do think that's true, that like the reality is that friendships change and people move. And usually you don't live right next door to your best friend. But now I'm moving on a street with a ton of my friends, one of my really good friends right across the street, like baby monitor distance. And I feel so blessed, and God totally like had a plan with it all. And it's scary. It's not like it was the perfect house at the perfect price. It was like good enough for what God wanted for us, but it is on like a remarkable street with tons of people from our parish and our school. And I feel like people are going to be like, well, easy for you to say, community, like you have community. Like I live 45 minutes from my parish, you know, but now I'm like, well, we have chosen this. We have made it a huge priority.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say like in the crazy house search, you prioritize this. It could have been like, well, that's not really exactly the house we want.
Yeah.
But because of the street and the neighborhood. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm excited. So we close in less than a month now.
Woo.
So we've got boxes everywhere. Things are in survival mode.
Yeah. I'm having a normal summer, not having a baby, just summer. Lots of travel, I guess.
Yes.
It's going to be a whirlwind.
Nephew. What else are you doing in California?
We're seeing so many people and we're staying in so many different places.
Oh, wow.
Like boom, 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 boom. Tahoe, Bay Area, Stanford area, Santa Cruz, LA. We fly out of LAX.
Cool. So yeah, taking a break. We will definitely come back and we're coming to visit you.
Yes.
Which will be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. In July on our way up to visit family in New York. So you're not having a baby. We'll see. My mom keeps, every time I call my mom, she's like,
are you with child?
Are you with child? Yes. Nope. Just happy Sunday. No, we'll see. This has only been the second cycle that we've tried. So we'll see. It's a weird place to be in. I said to a friend the other day, though, who is like not charting and just kind of, you know, like open to whatever may happen, but just like her cycle hasn't come back for a really long time after this last baby. So she was like, oh, you know, it's just kind of like nice and like interesting and like, oh, and like it's such a nice, it's an easier place to be when you are not avoiding a pregnancy, but you're also fine with either outcome rather than like what you're trying to do. Obviously, like we're open to life, but like now would not be, we've decided, you know, that we're not trying right now. And I said the phrase like, oh, like, it's just like, feel very like vessel-y, like whatever may come. But sometimes I'm like more wanting to know what's going to happen. That's what it is. Yeah. It's just like, I want to know what's going to happen. And you start to think like, oh, if it doesn't happen this month, what's going to happen next month? What if it doesn't happen for 6 months? What if it happens? It's a mess. So anyway, we're going to be starting a Patreon as soon as we return. Why are we doing that?
Why are we doing that? I think so we can talk even more vulnerably about the stuff we want to talk about with people who have literally bought in to it, even if it's only like $1 a month.
Yes, we'll be offering a lot of cool things. We'll get into like Sarah's doing calligraphy for some really beautiful prayers that we're going to be able to put up. You can put up like in your house, in your notebooks, mini episodes, longer episodes, book reviews, Marco Polo's between us, just lots of fun stuff. Because we do get emails. No one's like a random, like emails that we get of people who are like upset or offering like criticism-ish feedback. Like they're Catholic moms, but we do get them and we do like, I don't know about you. I've found myself like getting more and more like careful with my words in a sense, because just like the more people that we have listening to our show, the more I'm like, oh, someone's going to take this the wrong way. And people do take things the wrong way. I remember the most shocking one. We once had someone email us telling us, not that we said anything wrong, but like, what we like omitted. And it's like, gosh, like you can't do anything, right? Like, oh my gosh. So yes, we're excited to have a Patreon so that, yeah, we can like feel more free to talk about sex. And just, yeah, whatever. There's just like a lot of funnier things, not sex related, that are on there that just like, oh, like this could be taken the wrong way if someone doesn't like trust us already. But if you like know us and trust us, then it's fun and enjoyable.
Chris is going to be like, oh my gosh, what are you going to talk about?
No, we're not. We're not. It'll be things like about the libido stuff that we were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to be anything personal. So the tech side, a lot of people have asked us about tech stuff over the last year. So we've done this for 2 years now. This is like exactly our 2 year anniversary. Yeah, it is. And it's amazing. We've had like 55,000 downloads from all over the world. And
it's really grown.
So we record on Zoom. Tonight we did a really long, good episode on a book. And so Zoom kept cutting us off. So this is like our fourth Zoom session tonight. Yeah. Tell them about how you do the...
Well, Annie does way more of the work. So all credit to her. But I just make the Canva slides and write the descriptions. But then I've wanted to be on Instagram less. So she will post those for me and upload it through Buzzsprout to iTunes.
Yeah. It goes everywhere. Yeah. So you do all the... Every time you write a description, literally, I'm not even kidding. Every time you write the description, I'm like... Gosh, like what I would have said was so bad. And what you said was so great.
She's like, nailed it again. I'm like, oh.
Every time. Gosh. It's beautiful. What a beautiful piece of art. Oh, but it seriously is so much fun to have a co-host.
Oh, yeah.
It takes like so much of the pressure off. And when we get the complaints, then we can like talk through it together. Or like I take it way more personally. So I can be like, oh, Sarah, like this happened. And I just kind of like can dump it on you.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah.
Well, you also see it because I'm just like hiding in my hole of not wanting to be on social media.
Well, they're usually in emails because people who have a lot to say want to get on a computer. So we do the recording on Zoom. We both have refurbished microphones that we bought that Alex
figured out the deal.
And then I just edited it on GarageBand, which I've been using since 2006. I went to a very tech savvy high school and it was really cool. So I do think, yeah, like I don't consider myself like a super tech savvy person, but more than some, less than others. But the show is highly edited.
Yeah. Just keeping it flowing.
Yes. The flow. So it usually for like whatever length of the podcast episode it is, if it's like a 30-minute episode, it usually takes me a little bit more than double that time. So it would take me like about an hour to edit it. Yeah. I've just been so amazed at like, I had no idea how many other shows we'd be able to go on to, which is amazing. Like the joy of being able to talk to other people on their shows and just like the connections we've made, the companies and people that have sponsored us. I mean, I finally got to like hang out with Heidi from like Children's Liturgy, Miss Heidi, last week, because I mean, we do happen to live in the same city, which is just like a total random coincidence. But a lot of people who listen to our show like know about her. And we like got to hang out, and like that might not have happened had like we had this connection. My best friend from high school, who's not a Catholic and not a mom, and we just like been out of touch, just like, you know, moved, life phase, all of that, for years, really. And she messaged me, I don't know, like 6 months or so into our podcast, and she was like, I've listened to every single one of your episodes. And I was floored. And that gave me the like inspiration to call her and realize like, oh my gosh, we can still totally chat a ton. And we Marco Polo a ton now. And like, she's like an integral part of my life now. And she's like an important person, even though it's, you know, just on Marco Polo. I mean, you're just on Marco Polo. It's still an important, you know, relationship. And I really think like, oh my gosh, like I wouldn't have reached out to her because I would have thought like, you're not Catholic. You're not, you know, married for very long. You don't have kids yet. Like, she probably doesn't know like what my life is really like. I don't even know what we have in common anymore. So just that, like, shout out to Haley. I'm super, super grateful for this show. Even like it's brought me my relationship back with her.
So many cool things. It's been my creative outlet. Like the thing I've wanted since I became a stay-at-home mom I was like searching for and looking for and didn't know it. Like I did not think it was a podcast. But since we've gotten going and we've made it sustainable, it's been like, yes, this is it. This is what I wanted. It's just like this fun thing for me that also seems to be helping people, or, you know, people seem to be into it. And so it's.
And the editing is truly fun for me.
Which is amazing because I was like, oh man, Anna's putting so much time into this.
No, yeah, it's a genuinely fun thing. I'm like, oh, like I want to go do something creative and I go do that. And it is super fun. Yeah. Otherwise it wouldn't be sustainable. Choose Life has made it sustainable. Everyone continuing to like rate and review, please go rate and review. We haven't asked that in a while, but go, because it really does bump us up. It's crazy how the iTunes algorithm works. It's so bizarre. So they really do need rate and review. I didn't even know that the Oh Crap Potty Training lady, Jamie Glowacki, had a book about parenting until she sponsored our potty training episode. And then like from there, I read the book, got into her Patreon. I feel like I've learned so much. It really has opened the door. And, you know, we talk so much about how friendship and you need to have like your community and your tribe, but also like this online has opened up, a sphere of opportunities. We're going to go soon on to Productive Catholic Mom. So we'll have a little mini episode about how that episode is probably in July.
Yeah.
So we have no plans of stopping.
Yeah. Wait, are we currently in season
3?
The fall will be season 4.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool.
I've been surprised at the fact that it is a ministry because it's so fun and it feels like, how can a ministry be fun? And so much of what we talk about is like just random and personal. But it has been humbling to see that people are encouraged by it and with the faith and with us sharing like our conversion stories, you know, the passion that we both have for our faith. So you've helped remind me that it is a ministry.
Oh, I feel like you've helped remind me. And like you had that vision from the beginning of like we should it's just about us being friends and it's about us like talking about our lives and the things we want to talk about. Mm-hmm. And I find myself now when I shows that do only interview other people, it takes this like with the code Laughs and Littles 10, you get 10% off your purchase at chooselife.com.
We've talked about a few cool products that Choose Life has, but I was just looking at their website again today and just bringing it back to the basics of like what I think of when I think of them are like the baby teething necklaces.
Yeah.
And I love ours. I know you have one as well. They're great for especially like 4 to 18 months where you're just like holding baby a lot and they need something to chew on and to teeth on. And just, they have these beautiful rosaries that babies, every single baby I know loves to grab these. They've got cotton cords. The clasp is so secure. These have lifetime warranties. I just want everyone to go check out. If you have a baby or know someone who has a baby, these all have amazing reviews on durability. This is just like the best rosary you could ever have that a baby can hold and grab and suck onto.
Yeah.
I regret saying suck on too, but it's out
there. Laughs and Littles 10 for 10% off your purchase. Mental on-ramp for me to like jump into it. Cause I'm like, wait, I just want to hear these hosts talking. Like, I don't want to be introduced to all these new people. Mm-hmm. I want to just go back to like you two. And so I was like, yeah, I get it. I get like why people would like what we're doing because that's what I want.
Because it feels weird to be just talking about ourselves all the time. But
and you were like, when you said, we'll never run out of things to talk about, I was kind of like, okay, but like, won't we? But even when I feel like completely dry of ideas, like then you read a book and you tell me about it. And
right. Yeah. Oh, and we have like a Google Doc that we both just like look at as we're filming and we just kind of go through, but so oftentimes we go off script, obviously.
Yeah.
And we do at night. We always do at night, except for that one time where we were on Catholic Momcast and we did in the middle of the day because Danielle Bean like has a career and work-life balance and no little kids. So we were like, can you do like 8 p.m. or 9 p.m.? And she was like, I can do 1 p.m.
We're like, we will make that work.
We will make that happen. You are more important. Yeah. So like, not that she was putting forth that vibe. That was just her, you know, her schedule. I do feel like we have loosened up a lot, obviously, with like sharing and chatting and just feeling more confident that like we can just talk about what we're thinking about. We don't have to be reading the catechism the whole time. And I think back to like our first episode on keeping your kids Catholic. And I feel like I was trying to talk in a very calm, like dimmy, like I was trying to channel my Amber O'Hearn.
I have not gone back and listened to it.
I haven't gone back and listened to it in over a year, but I did go back over a year ago and edit out just like some of the extra pauses. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, wow, interesting. It just like, it's less, you know, it's like when you watch a pilot to a show, yeah. It's not as relaxed. But it's funny because like that's the episode that a lot of people start with when they find our show. And I'm like, I wonder if they kept listening because it gets really different. we cannot start season four. We have not talked about peg dolls.
Peg dolls just got bumped all the way to season four.
Oh, well. It'll be season four. That was like the title of our trailer for season three.
Oh.
Because it was like peg dolls and pelvic floor therapy. We finally got.
Whoops. They got a shout out in the Spice Activities. Paint oh, peg yes, dolls spell. Mm-hmm. You hang out with your husband. Mm-hmm. And then the bonus episodes that started in this last season, right?
Of just like, we want to get something out every week and just like something fun. Oh yeah. A lot of our bonus episodes, we are just talking.
Well, and that happened when we switched to Zoom, right? We used to record on GarageBand, right. And then just recording on Zoom was just like streamlined, easier. And you uh-huh. would just hit record right when we started Zooming. So if mm-hmm. parts of our conversation were interesting, you would just turn it yeah. into a little episode.
I'm like, oh, well, this happened. Maybe we'll put that yeah. up there.
But people have really liked this. Very like, I've,
yeah.
And the one where you cried got a lot of, you know, people are like, yeah. wow,
real life. All right. Actually, Elise Myers just said something about how people are really uncomfortable when you're still going through a hard time and they want it to be funny already. And I really appreciated that we were able to do that where I was crying because it was that time. All right. We hope you have a great week with lots of laughs with your littles. We're going to get cut off by Zoom.